win or lose. We're going to walk out of the stadium tonight with our heads held high.
That is amazing. Wow. What a game.
Oh, my.
Unbelievable.
One more for the record books.
Nothing's going to stop us now.
At the buzzer, knocks it down.
Pick is up.
Yes. He made it.
Yes.
Reverse layup is good with 5 seconds left.
Put six on my staff.
First title in program history.
Being an in-state kid, everything that I wanted in the school was right at home.
Every coach has a toolbox, and every tool is from another coach.
Camaraderie, be able to hang out with each other and be together.
Takes it all the way for the touchdown.
Led by a future Badger.
I'm very excited for this kid because he is brilliant.
What an absolute javelin toss.
He's going to throw a jump pass and complete it for the two-point conversion to Hawk.
I mean, we can see a lot of offense.
Put the exclamation point on it.
At the buzzer.
The fun, wow.
It's good.
Oh, my goodness.
Do your best.
Thank you so much for all you guys do for high school sports.
Guys, I got goosebumps.
It's all anybody can ask for.
The biggest games, the most compelling stories, the area's best high school sports coverage. This is Zimbrick Honda's presentation of Prep Mania on 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Stone High School for Zimbrick Honda's presentation of Prep Mania. We have our first women's basketball affair of the season tonight in a matchup of two programs that are quite familiar with each other and trying to notch another win in a tough Badger Small Conference. It's the Vikings of Stoughton playing host to the Reedsburg Beavers on 100.5 ESPN and the ESPN Madison YouTube channel. Prep Mania brought to you in part by Zimbrick Honda, presenting sponsor of Prep Mania. For over 50 years, Zimbrick Honda has provided the Madison area with quality Honda vehicles. Trusted staff of Zimbrick Honda's used car dealership will save you time and reduce your car buying stress by finding the vehicle that matches your style. If you're in the market for a new Honda or used Honda, visit Zimbrick Honda in Madison today or online at zimbrickhonda.com. Hello again, everyone. My name is Riley Yauch, and unfortunately, the Dean of Area High School Sports, Dennis Semrau, is under the weather with a bit of pneumonia, but we have the best possible replacement in his stead, Adam Mertz. Mertzy, how are you doing tonight?
It's so good to be here. I mean, who's going to fill Dennis's shoes? Not me, but next man up theory, right?
Exactly. I think you're going to fill his shoes quite well, quite admirably. We'll see if he needs to start looking over his shoulder as a permanent replacement. But, Mertzy, these are two teams with a history of success. Reedsburg took home a silver ball just a few years ago in 2021. Stoughton has one back in 2016, but they're in a very unforgiving Badger Small Conference, you can say, with reigning D3 state champion Madison Edgewood currently at the top.
Yeah, and there's so far, there's been evidence, a pretty sizable gap between Edgewood and the rest of the pack. Mm-hmm. And what you're seeing tonight is a couple of teams that are battling to stay up there and stay in that top three. Obviously, Stoughton coming off a really nice win over Mount Horeb the other night, a buzzer-beating three that'll kind of rally as the calendar turns. Really, really interested to see them play tonight. Veteran team, a lot of talent on that team, a lot of chemistry. Reedsburg. Making their way back. You know, you lose a talent like Zitty Cherney, and you're like, wow, what? How do we regroup after that?
So, yeah, I mean, she was okay at the sport of basketball.
Passable.
Over 1,100 rebounds, over 2,500 points in her career, first team All-State three different times. That's a talent.
That's okay. Yeah. That's okay. That is tough to talent gap, though, to replicate, and probably a lot of young players, everyone looking to each other to say, who's going to take the lead at this point?
Mm-hmm. And Coach Mark Simon of the Reedsburg Beavers calling this the biggest rebuild in his coaching career. We're going to take a short break. When we return, we'll give you the starting lineups and break down a little bit more of what you're going to see tonight between the Reedsburg Beavers and the Stoughton Vikings. You're listening to Zimbrick Honda's presentation of Prep Mania on 100.5 ESPN and the ESPN Madison YouTube channel. Welcome back to Zimbrick Honda's presentation of Prep Mania, and wasting no time, we're going to get right into the Canopy Wealth Management keys to victory, starting tonight with the Stoughton Vikings.
Yeah, Stoughton Vikings, I've got them as what can they do offensively to get in rhythm early? They're coming off a game the other night where Coach Brad Pickett joked that they may have set offensive basketball back by a few decades. So can they get into a nice flow against this Reedsburg man-to-man?
All righty, and moving on to the Reedsburg Beavers, headed up by Coach Mark Simon.
Yeah, and you know, this is a team that's got a lot of players who can put the ball in the hoop, but maybe not that next level player that's been shown to take over a game and really take control. So I'm looking for who can take the lead offensively there. Could be a Naomi Benish, senior guard. Could be a senior guard, Maddie Casey. Who's going to take the lead and give Reedsburg something they can count on tonight as an option?
Those are your Canopy Wealth Management keys to success. At Canopy Wealth Management, they believe in the continued development of partnerships for good within their communities and giving back where they can. The team at Canopy emphasizes building local relationships and believes that values matter and strengthen their communities. When you work with Canopy, care, competence, and clarity isn't just a tagline, it's a promise. Go to canopy-wealth.com to get started on your financial future today. That's canopy-wealth.com. Your starting lineups briefly here for the Stoughton Vikings: Gracie Schmidt, number 3, number 12, Gretchen Tangeman, number 21, Elizabeth Stokes, number 22, Ella Homaker, and number 33, Ella Mogg. For the Reedsburg Beavers, number 2, Hayden Purifoy, number 5, Lorelei Williams, number 14, Addie Meister, number 21, Maddie Casey, and number 33, Naomi Benish. We're going to take another break for the national anthem. When we return, it will be time for some basketball. You're listening to Zimbraconda's presentation of Prep Mania.
The dog days are over. The dog days are done.
Welcome back to Zimbraconda's presentation of Prep Mania on 100.5 ESPN and the ESPN Madison YouTube channel. It is almost time for opening tip here at Stoughton High School in a Badger small matchup between the hosting Stoughton Vikings, who come into this one sitting at 6-4 overall and 4-1 in the Badger small, trailing only undefeated Madison Edgewood, and the visiting Reedsburg Beavers, who are playing their 13th game of the season, coming in at 7-5 overall, 3-2 in conference play. They're coming off a big victory over the McFarland Spartans, 66-33, as the lights go off as the Stoughton Vikings starters are about to be announced. And Mertzi, what are you looking for today? Who's an X factor you're looking to watch? You already gave us some potential players to watch on Reedsburg, maybe on the Stoughton side. Anyone catch your eye?
Yeah, I think that Gretchen Tangeman, given the balance there between scoring and rebound that she's able to offer against this Reedsburg lineup, I'm really curious to see how she exerts herself tonight.
Yeah, Gretchen Tangeman, for those who don't know, stands at 6 feet tall and has 20 blocks on the season, which is a resounding team high. That's for sure. And I don't believe anyone on the Reedsburg lineup is over 5'9" tall, so that's probably a good call. I think they'll have an advantage.
What's the over-under on blocks tonight for you?
Ooh, that's a good one. I'm going to set the line at 5.5. I think she's going to feast.
Night.
I think Gretchen Tangeman is going to have a big night, a block party per chance, as the players walk towards center court to get this one started. Stoughton in their home whites with the purple trim and the purple Vikings across the chest with the purple numbers. Reedsburg in their visiting navy aways with the red and white trim. White letters and numbers with red trim. Reedsburg across the chest.
We got to give some love to this court too, Riley. This is one of the better high school courts around. We got a nice like mocha, would you say?
I said the charcoal.
3-point lines, charcoal.
A charcoal wood color as toss and tap. Stoughton wins the opening tip-off, and here comes Stokes. The start, Mogg has it now. Left front court, right front court. Reedsburg coming out, trapping right away. Coming out in a 1-3-1 zone. Interesting look. Coach Mark Simon said that could be the case to mix it up. He's starting with it today as a three ball is good right off the bat. That's a zone buster from Gracie Schmidt, and the Vikings lead it 3-0 already, 30 seconds gone by.
Yeah, aggressive defense out there by Reedsburg early on to keep keep Stoughton at bay, but Gracie Schmidt nailing one from the corner.
Casey walks it up. Finds Benish in the corner. Flips it over to Meister, who lets a three fly. No good. Too short. Rebound Stokes. Here come the Vikings. She shoots it up the court to Hamacher on the left block. Flips it back out. Rotates it all the way around to the right corner. Schmidt will take another three. Too strong. No good. Rebound Stoughton. Back out to the right wing. Over to the left wing. Bounce inside. Free throw line. Hamacher out to Stokes. She thinks about the three. Decides against. Over to the right corner. Back to her. They swing it around. Back to Stokes on the right wing now. She'll take a three, and that one's true. If at first you don't succeed. 6-0. Vikings on top early against the Beavers. Minute and a half gone by in this first half. Casey?
Hot start from the perimeter right there, Riley. And I love the patience on that offensive set.
Yes. You love to see it as Benish finds Purifoy, who zips it over to the corner. Meister will dribble it back between the circles. Right-handed dribble, tries to drive inside. Good defense by Mogg, poked away by Stokes. She's got an open lane to the cup. Will take it herself. Left hand, no good. Rebound Mogg, and the Vikings get another crack. Schmidt outside. Stokes left wing. Finds Mogg between the circles. Bounce pass to Stokes. High on the left once again. Stoughton in their zone offense here. Mogg bounce inside to Hamacher. Tries to flip it inside to Tangeman, and it slips out of her fingers and out of bounds. Turnover, Vikings, Reedsburg gets the ball back.
I like that thought. I like that look there. They've been really patient against that. They look very comfortable in their zone offense, and I love that low dump down there. That'll be there tonight.
Mm-hmm. As inbound is clean, Stoughton with some light pressure. As here comes Benish. Left hand finds Meister in the corner. She'll let a three go. Too strong. Rebound tipped around and recovered by Schmidt. Vikings pushing it up the floor. Hamacher in the paint. Smacked away by Purifoy. She grabs it. Finds Williams, who's coming up the right sideline now. Slows it down. Inside to Casey. Back out to Meister. Thinks about a three. Will instead float it up from the painted area. No good. Rolls around and out of bounds, but that was tipped off of Elizabeth Stokes, and the Beavers will retain possession. 15:22 left to go in the first half. Vikings lead at 6-0. Benish to inbound on that far side. Beavers working to our left here. Purifoy drive and kick inside. Meister goes up and draws the foul. Shot no good, but she'll get a chance to cut into this six-point lead with 15:17 left to play.
Addison Meister showing some nice aggressiveness early there, looking for those seams in the Stoughton defense and cutting right to the basket.
Addie Meister, 5'5" senior on this Beavers team, knocks down her first free throw, 6-1 your score. Second in scoring on the team, averages just over 10 points as the second free throw is long. Reedsburg almost corrals the rebound. Benish and Stokes were fighting for it and draw the jump ball. Beavers will retain possession. 6-1, Benish to inbound. Guarded by Tangeman. Looking, tries to bounce inside to Casey. Ball's ripped away and will stay with the Beavers. Head coach Brad Pickett of the Vikings was calling for it to go the way of the purple, but no dice.
And I think he was right.
Yeah. I will make no comment as Casey drives in low on the right block. Scoop layup is up and good. 6-3, just over 15 to play. Here comes Elizabeth Stokes on the right side. Finds Mogg back to Stokes. Cross-court pass to Schmidt. Thinks about a three. Mogg left wing. Stokes right wing. Over to Tangeman in the right corner. Stokes, as the Vikings are content to rotate this one around the perimeter. Bounce to Stokes. Bounce to Tangeman in the right corner. Back over to Hamacher near the free throw line. Schmidt low on the left block. Layup is up and good with the right hand. 8-3 Vikings lead.
It's so hard defensively to keep your position down below when they're working the ball across the court like that. Beautiful. And again, really long, nice, patient set.
Benish with the left hand, drives into the paint, kicks to Purifoy, left corner three, too strong, all air as rebound Gracie Schmidt and the Vikings. Pass up to Tangeman from Stokes, kick back out to Stokes as the pass carried her just a little bit too far under the basket. Mogg, bounce over to Stokes on the right wing. Sizes up the defense. Mogg bouncing to Hammer, almost stolen away by Benish. She'll float it up with the left hand, too strong, no good, rebound Purifoy. Under 14 minutes to play now. Stoughton leads it 8-3 over Reedsburg. Purifoy, dribble handoff to Benish. She zips it over to Meister. Drives in the lane. Floater up. No good. Too strong. Rebound, Tangeman. And the Vikings will get the ball back. Stokes playing point. Bounces to Mog. Back to Stokes. Surveys. Over to Mog. Bouncing to Hamaker. Poked away. Grabbed by Mog. Stokes floats it back to Mog. Playing a little hot potato. As they once again bounce it back and forth. Stokes to Tangeman in the corner. Stokes zips it, and that one is tipped out of bounds. Good anticipation by Addy Meister as the Beavers' defense starting to clamp down a little bit. 13-13 to play. Stoughton leads at 8-3.
Yeah, maybe getting a little more sense of where Stoughton wants to go with the ball and anticipating that passing lane on that last possession.
As Emma Trouch and Marley Burke check in for the Vikings. Stokes now on that left wing. Bounces to Burke in the left corner. Back to Stokes. Lofty pass into Tangeman. Out to Trout. She'll let a three fly, and that one is no good. Rebound Williams and the Beavers. Pass up to Casey is tipped away. Saved by Trout and the Vikings. Stokes was all over that one. Turnover Beavers.
Nice hustle play by Stokes on that one.
Stokes on the left wing. Rotates it to Trout. Bounce to Tangeman. Overhead pass to Trouch, all the way back to Stokes now. In on the left block, Burke, kick to Trouch, bounce to Tangeman. Back to Stokes in the left wing, bounces to Burke in the left corner. She kicks it back to Stokes, Tangeman on the inside, right block, too strong, no good, gets her own rebound, up and a foul. 12 minutes and 14 seconds to go in the first half. Vikings lead it 8-3. Gretchen Tangeman will be shooting her first free throws of the night.
That's what Hyde will do for you. Beavers had such a nice defensive possession, mm-hmm. but Gretchen was just hanging at the right place, right time on the backside of the rim.
And the first free throw is no good. Hits rim backboard and drops. Still 8-3. Tangeman, two bounces with the left hand, spin to the right. Free throw is up and short off front iron, no good. 0-for-2 at the line. Hamaker is ripping at the ball. Can't quite get the steal as Purifoy is there to salvage. But tight defense. Reedsburg gets it over. Left front court now. That's Benish. Between the circles will drive in with the right hand. Right lane line, and that one is blocked. The first of the night for Gretchen Tangeman. We'll keep track of that line for you, folks, as Stokes, a little too tall for Tangeman, will tick off her fingers and out of bounds. Reedsburg gets it back. Turnover Vikings. 11:49 to go in this first half. Stoughton leads it 8-3. Maddie Casey walking the ball up for the Beavers. They have yet to sub. As Coach Simon told me before the game, they're a little light on depth. Casey driving inside baseline and draws the foul. Strong finish for Maddie Casey, and she'll be shooting two.
That was really nice. Recognition of an opportunity, an advantage to cut toward the basket and cause some action.
And the first free throw is no good. Misses short. 5'5" senior on the team, one of the team's leading scorers at just over 11 points a game. Interesting note about the seniority compared to these teams. The Stoughton Vikings have 13 of 14 members are upperclassmen, and the Reedsburg Beavers 6 out of 11 are upperclassmen, as Casey's second free throw is no good. Three ball on the way for Schmidt, and that one is too strong and bounces away. Caroms out of bounds, and Reedsburg will get the ball back.
You got to enjoy these hustle plays by Stokes, though. She's leaving it all out there so far tonight.
Getting after it as the Beavers will inbound. Maddie Casey once again bringing the ball up for Reedsburg, 11:15 left to play here in this first half. Drives to the right corner, finds Meister. Right elbow now, will walk it back. Drives back inside, tries to zip it in, and that pass is tipped away and grabbed by Hamaker. She's flying up the other side of the court, tries to muscle her way up, and will travel. Turnover Stoughton.
It was great recovery and defense there. I thought maybe we'd even get a charge call out of that, but I like that call. It was a nice neutral contact, but she lost control of her dribble.
Casey brings it up. Right front court is Benish. Top of the key, finds Casey on the left wing. Drives in with the left. Left block, almost gets it to go, but regardless, we'll draw the foul. Casey going to get her second, or third and fourth free throw attempts of the evening. Stoughton still leads this one 8-3, 10:41 left to go. Casey shooting her first, and that one rattles home. Cuts the lead in half, 8-4. Now your score. As Elamag will check back in for the Vikings. Marley Burke will grab a seat. Casey spins the ball in the left hand. Free throw is up. Too strong. No good. Lead will remain at 8-4 for the Vikings. Rebound Schmidt. Stokes brings it up. Bounce to Trouch. Back to Stokes on the right wing. Cross court pass to Trouch. High on the left. Reedsburg remains in their zone. Stokes looking for help. Finds Haumacher at the point. Drives left lane line. Schmidt thinks about the shot. Trouch will take the three. Too strong, no good. Rebound, Benish. And a strong rebound will draw a foul. Going to be a reach-in on Ella Haumacher.
Reedsburg's been doing a better job these last few possessions of getting some good position on the defensive boards.
Casey? We'll bring it up for Reedsburg, just over 10 minutes to play. 8-4 Stoughton lead. Low dribble. Passes to Lily Engel, one of the first subs of the evening for Reedsburg, and she throws it away. Turnover, Beavers. Stokes picks up her dribble at that Vikings logo near midcourt. Trouch bounces back to Stokes, high on the right. Tip pass finds its mark to Elamag. Stokes recovers, gets it back, top of the arc. Back to Trouch, and will draw the foul as she was trying to step through her pass. Lorelei Williams, the guilty party. Reedsburg, only two team fouls so far this evening. Relatively clean game. Through 8 minutes and change, 9:40 left to go. Stoughton leads at 8-4. Trouch, left wing. Vikings working left to right here. Stokes will dribble and pass to Trouch. Good crossover move back to Schmidt in the left corner. Stokes now Mog in the right corner. She'll drive baseline. Cross-court pass to Trouch. Steps in. Long two is too strong. Rebound angle. Here come the Beavers.
Let's see if Reedsburg can take a little bit better control possession of this ball.
Their defense has done a great job of slowing the game down.
Yes.
As the referee will tell Addie Meister to tie her shoe. Stoppage in play briefly.
Yeah, defensively, they've been doing a great job of extending these Stoughton possessions and dragging out the game a little bit. Offensively, they're seeing things, but they're getting a little bit too aggressive on their passes into the post.
As Benish will go up with a scoop layup in the right hand, just a little too strong, rolls off the rim.
What a shame. That was pretty.
It was nice. It was a nice drop step by Naomi Benish as the Vikings have the ball again, and that will go off the foot of Lorelei Williams and remain with the Vikings. Haumacher checks in for Trouch. As with 8 minutes and 51 seconds left to play here in the first half, Stoughton leading a defensive struggle by a score of 8-4. Stokes right wing over to Mog on the left wing. It's been a lot of back and forth. Haumacher, top of the key, back to Stokes. She has had the ball in her hands more than anyone else so far this evening.
Yes.
Stokes finds Mog.
Yeah, she's kind of the pivot point of this offense.
Clearly, as it's running through her so far. Haumacher, left lane line. Back out to Stokes. Almost goes over her head. She's able to corral. Climb the ladder, per se, as Mog, left wing, bounce into Haumacher on the left elbow. Dribbling into three, Beavers. Kick to Schmidt, thinks about a three. Back over to Stokes on the right wing. Tries to find Tangeman, and too tall. Turnover, Stoughton. and this Beavers defense, after those first few possessions, has settled in nicely.
Yeah, they really have, and you watch how they play and where they're drifting. They know who and where they want to defend and what they're willing to give up, and I think that's really helped them out. They've settled down a lot and just stayed within their discipline.
And the next course of action for Reedsburg is getting some points as they trail 8-4. Tried to set up a little screen for Meister. Doesn't get it. She doesn't care. She'll let the three go anyways. Too strong. Rebound Purifoy. Beavers get another crack. One-handed pass over to Benish. Back to Purifoy. Spins. Kick. Williams will take a three, and that one is just a hair too short. Rebound Hamacher. Fast break opportunity for the Vikings. Into Tangeman. She's too short. Rebound Hamacher. Beavers rebound. That's Williams. Purifoy gets it. Little out of control, but they settle down. Purifoy takes a three. Too strong. Off the backboard. No good. Williams and Stokes now fighting for the rebound. And a jump ball. Williams and Tangeman ended up tangled up down there on that left block.
Team's getting after it. You gotta like that.
There's some energy. Both coaches, very complimentary of the other when I talked to each of them, and both said that the other's team won games by playing hard, and that effort was going to be key in this one. So these are two scrappy, scrappy teams in the Badger small. Under 7 minutes to play now. Stokes on the right wing. Passes it over to Ella Mogg. Bounce back to Stokes. She'll finally let a three fly just a bit short. It was online. Rebound Tangeman. Tries to rip it away. Does Williams. And draws the jump ball. That is the third jump ball of the evening as 6:48 to go in this first half. Score remains 8-4. Benish bounces in to Casey. Picked up three-quarters court by Ella Mogg. Crossover, and that one's stolen
nice
by
rep.
Mogg. Back to Tangeman. Had a fast break opportunity. Instead, Stoughton will slow things down, finds Hamacher. Schmidt left wing back to the right corner. Does Hamacher. Overhead pass to Stokes on that right wing. Tangeman open in the corner. Back to Stokes. Bounce to Mogg in the left wing. Bounce high on the right to Stokes. Left elbow is Hamacher, driving in, guarded by Meister. Tries to find real estate, absolutely none. Purifoy, good closeout on Schmidt. Stokes, bounce into Tangeman, out to Stokes. Vikings struggling to find anything before Hamacher is fouled by Naomi Benish on that right elbow. 6 minutes to go as Benish commits her first foul, third of the evening for Reedsburg.
When's the last time that Stoughton had an offensive possession under 30 seconds?
I think it's been a little while. We've had
they are making them work.
A fast-paced game this evening. Looking to get a freebie on the inbounds pass,
go.
And they do. Excellent work from Trouch to Hamacher, and she goes up strong with a left hand. First points in quite some time, 10-4. Stoughton leads it with 5:45 left to play in this incredibly quick first half of action. Casey in the left corner. Bounces out to Williams. She'll take a three, and that one rattles home. 10-7. Maybe the lid is coming off the bucket for both of these teams. 5.5 to play. Trouch between the legs. Nutmegs Hamacher. And Schmidt will let a three go. Too strong. Rebound Addie Meister and the Beavers.
Let's see if that three-pointer gives a little more confidence to Reedsburg offensively.
Purifoy on that right wing. Finds Benish at the top of the key. Crossover in the paint now. Spins. Kick to Purifoy. She'll drive in with the left hand. Goes up strong. No good. Rebound Hamacher. And here come the Vikings. 5 minutes and counting left in this first half. Schmidt. Kick to Trouch. Bounce to Tangeman. Right back to Trouch. She'll find the empty space. Drive in. Kick to Tangeman. And that one tries to find Hamacher. Tipped by Williams. And finally poked away and stolen by the Beavers. Meister up to Williams. Stops. Right block. Layup is up and true. 10-9 now. As the Beavers have called back, have clawed back, pardon me. And Coach Brad Pickett wants a timeout. We're going to take one right along with him, as we have not had time for any breaks in this first half. You're listening to Zimbraconda's presentation of Prep Mania on ESPN Madison. Welcome back to Zimmerkind's presentation of Prep Mania. Stoughton inbounds. They lead it 10-9 with 4.5 minutes to play in this incredibly fast first half. Trouch tries to find Tangeman, and it will go back to the Beavers. Looked like it kicked off the right foot of Purifoy, Hayden Purifoy, but referees saw it differently.
It's one of those where the ball's heading a certain direction. Everyone starts turning up court. You think that's going out of bounds. Mm-hmm. Reedsburg will take that one.
As Benish inbounds to Casey. 4:20 now to go. Beavers still trail 10-9. Benish drives in. Kicks to Meister. Right corner three ball. And that one gets a little shooter's touch.
Wow.
Touches every part of the rim and backboard before it drops in. Reedsburg with their first lead of the evening. 12-10 over Stoughton. Under 4 minutes to play now. And that one is punted to the other side of the court by Lorelei Williams.
How about this, Riley, too? I mean, Reedsburg just looked dead in the water offensively for this first half. Now they've come back. They've started getting away from that iso ball a little bit and looking for some dish outs. I've really liked where they've headed, where they've trended.
And you can tell the confidence has certainly increased with all of them as that pass tipped out of bounds by Abby Meister. Fast hands.
Yeah.
Very aggressive, smothering defense so far this evening from the Reedsburg Beavers. 3:45 left to play here in this first half. Stokes back in the game for the Vikings. Finds Homaker near the left elbow. Back to Stokes. Dribbles around. Picks up her dribble. Back to Homaker on the right elbow now. And that one is stolen away. Picked her pocket. However, traveled immediately after does Lorelei Williams. And Stoughton will get it right back.
Yeah, and Williams had such a great rip. And then she got caught in between. I think she was trying to look for a teammate sprinting down court. And there was none.
Yep.
Like, come on, guys. Help me out.
Let's get moving. As Trouch now to Stokes. To Homaker. Ooh. She'll drive in. Trouch on the left wing and kicked away again by Williams. Williams is everywhere on the defensive side of the ball.
You know, it's funny, like you
active
said about hands, the hands.
And feet.
The feet. They have not been afraid. Hey, anything to be disruptive out there and just keep Stoughton out of rhythm.
Mm-hmm. Stokes to Trouch. Corner now is Mogg. Trouch to Stokes. This has been the rotation and a travel from Stokes. Elizabeth Stokes, who's been the focal point of this Stoughton offense, trying to generate some sort of momentum, turns it over, and the Beavers have a chance to add to their lead with 3:10 to play.
I do like where Stokes was headed on that. She's got to show herself as a little bit more of a threat in that offense and draw Reedsburg out.
Benish now on the left horn of that Stoughton logo gives to Casey. Running point. Williams thinks about a handoff to Meister. She'll take it herself on the right block. Drop step up with the right hand. No good. Rebound Stoughton. Here comes Stokes. Flying up that left sideline. Drives left baseline. Kicks it cross court to Trouch. Finds Homaker in the corner. Back to Trouch. All the way over to Stokes, who rotates it back to Trouch. Homaker saves it from going out of bounds. Drives in, stops, pops, no good. Gets her own rebound, though. Left block, up strong again. Can't get it to fall, but will draw the foul with a chance to tie. Ella Homaker doing it all that possession for the Vikings.
God, she is long. Huh? Those arms just went up and snatched that rebound twice.
First free throws of the evening for Ella Homaker. 2:25 left to play as her first free throw is nothing but the bottom of the net. 1-point game here at Stoughton High School. Gracie Schmidt will check in for Emma Trouch. Second free throw for Homaker is up and good, and we are all tied up late in this first half. 12-12. As Benish will bring the ball up with the right hand on that right wing for the Beavers. Drives in, kicks to Meister. Pump fake, crossover. Back to Benish in the right corner. She'll let a three ball go off the back iron. Can't buy it. Rebound Stoughton. Homaker once again flying up the court looking for Tangeman. And as has happened a few times today, just can't quite corral the cross-court pass. Out of bounds, Reedsburg ball.
Yeah, but it was the right play. She was there. It was just a matter of hauling that thing in. She was right under the bucket. It would have been an easy bucket.
Williams now bringing it up for the Beavers. Spins around Haumacher. Finds Meister in the corner. Pump fake. Gets Schmidt off her feet, but will decide against the shot. Benish right wing. Bounce inside the paint to Williams. Puts the ball on the floor. Almost tipped away by Stokes. Purifoy open look in the left corner, and that one's twine. Hayden Purifoy with the sweet stroke to give the Reedsburg Beavers a three-point lead with a minute and a half to play in this first half.
That action you dream of. How pure was that?
Yep. Pure for Purifoy as Stokes.
Well played.
On the right wing. Thank you. Schmidt will let a three-ball go, and just like that.
How about the answer?
The answer from Gracie Schmidt, her second three-ball of the evening. 15-all with just over a minute to play. Addie Meister meanders her way up the court at the top. Drives right lane line. Will go up with the left hand. A little floater. Falls for Addie Meister.
I love a turnaround and point back to the bench three quarters of the way down. Must have called that one.
As Reedsburg now certainly showing some life on the offensive side of the ball. They lead 17-15 with 40 seconds to go. Bounce to Schmidt. That one's going to be a backcourt violation as the pass from Mog missed its target. And turnover Vikings.
Beavers up their defensive intensity on that one. They've been sitting back a little bit. It's been really effective. They came out high and caused a little stress for Stoughton on that possession.
Reedsburg defense causing all kinds of fits for this Stoughton offense in the first half as Reedsburg and head coach Mark Simon will take a timeout, and we will once again take a break alongside them as well as your score with 34 seconds left to play in this first half. Reedsburg 17, Stoughton 15. You're listening to Zimbraconda's presentation of Prep Mania on ESPN Madison. Ball is back in play as Reedsburg with under 20 seconds to go looking for something. Ball stolen away. Pass from Benish to Purifoy. Trouch dove in there but ended up out of bounds. With the ball, Reedsburg will keep it with 15.3 seconds to go, and you got to assume they're holding for the last shot here. Benish to inbound, almost poked away by Stokes. Casey has it. Left front court, 10 seconds to go. Spin, drives in, low on the left. 6 seconds now. Benish will shoot up a three. No good. Rebound Reedsburg. Casey will put it up at the horn and gets the layup to fall. As you'll take them however you can get them if you're Reedsburg, and they will certainly take this 19-15 lead into halftime.
Credit to Lolai Williams there, keeping that ball alive on the baseline. Just found a person inside that she could get the ball to. Huge bucket at the buzzer.
As a frantically paced first half finally draws to an end. Smothering defense from Reedsburg and a little bit of offensive life at the end of the half gives them a 19-15 lead here at the break. You're listening to, we're gonna step aside. Take a break as you're listening to Zimbraconda's presentation of Prep Mania on the ESPN Madison YouTube channel and 100.5 ESPN. Welcome back to Zimbraconda's presentation of Prep Mania as here at Stoughton High School, the Reedsburg Beavers lead it at the half 19-15 over the Stoughton Vikings. For over 90 years, UW Credit Union has helped Wisconsinites achieve their financial goals at every stage of life, offering great rates for greater possibilities. Join today at uwcu.org. UW Credit Union is proud to support all the area student-athletes. Make sure to listen every week to hear who the student-athlete of the week is. And as important as the student-athletes are, they wouldn't be here today without their coaches, as it's now time to take a look at the coaches' profiles brought to you by Pemberton Law, starting with head coach Mark Simon of the Reedsburg Beavers.
Yeah, Riley and Mark Simon, both coaches have been veteran coaches and been on these sidelines a lot for their teams, which makes a big difference. With Mark here, I apologize, 19th year in coaching. And spent his first 4 years with the boys' Fond du Lac program, 3 state tournament trips with Reedsburg, had this great run of success the last several years. And he's got this team, he's got more moderate expectations this year. He was talking about looking at a double-digit win season as being a success. And it's tough sometimes to reset those goals after you've had that kind of success. Mm-hmm. But it looks like this Reedsburg team has really bought in. You can tell they're disciplined. They play a heck of an aggressive defense.
That they do. As now let's take a gander at head coach Brad Pickett for the Stoughton Vikings.
Yeah, and Brad Pickett in his 11th year, he had some success right out of the gate, which is always nice. Took this Stoughton team to the championship game in 2016, came home with that silver ball on a loss to New Berlin Eisenhower. Guy who obviously is another, you know, very technical and technician of a coach. You can watch this team as they're attacking a 1-3-1 zone press. That not only do they understand where the ball is supposed to go, it's not a paint-by-numbers kind of thing. Like, they're looking for that opening and for that that chance to be aggressive offensively. So I always look for those details, and I think both coaches have that locked down. It's a really impressive matchup tonight.
Prep Mania's video stream is sponsored by Pemberton PI. When life takes an unexpected turn, turn to Pemberton Personal Injury Law Firm. Pemberton's client-centered approach ensures you're treated with respect, care, and compassion. Never just another case. With offices in Madison and Baraboo, Pemberton has the experience to secure the justice and compensation you deserve. Serving clients statewide, there are no fees until you win. Trust a firm that treats you like family. Visit Pemberton Personal Injury Law at PembertonPI.com. And, Mertzi, speaking of Stoughton, what do they have to do to solve this puzzle that is the Reedsburg zone defense so far?
Yeah, and they started off strong from three, so that really helped out and gave them some confidence. And they have they've been patient, almost maybe a little bit too patient in a middle stretch of this game. What I'm looking at is a little bit more attack on the wings. I would go with the wings. I like what Stokes can do with that ball. I think she if I want to see her attack a little bit more and draw some defensive out, because Reedsburg has just been very smart about what they're giving up and what they're defending. And if you don't show them something to defend, they're going to sit back in your passing lanes and be disruptive.
Mm-hmm. As, pardon me, those coaches' profiles were brought to you by the Midwest Financial Group. The lineup at Midwest Financial Group, coaches for your financial world, organizing all the players on your personal team for the best chance of success. Behind every great team's a great coach. Let Midwest Financial Group be yours for your financial planning needs. Head to mfgteam.com to get a start today on your financial future. That's mfgteam.com. Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor. We'll take one more break. When we return, it'll be time for the second half of action. Reedsburg leads this one 19-15 here on Zimbraconda's presentation of Prep Mania on ESPN Madison. Welcome back to Zimbraconda's presentation of Prep Mania, as the second half is already underway. 40 seconds gone by. No points, as Stoughton now working right to left here. Reedsburg working left to right. Stoughton on offense. Stokes on the right wing. Bounces inside to Hamacher. Out to Stokes. Picks up her dribble. Williams closes in. Finds Mog. Hamacher on the free throw line. Pumps, drives, kick to Schmidt in the left corner. Three ball, nothing but the bottom of the net, as Gracie Schmidt pulls the Vikings within one.
At Schmidt's third of the night, been really impressive from distance.
Leading Stoughton in scoring by a long shot with 11 of Stoughton's 18. As that pass is almost stolen away by Schmidt, but finds its target in Casey. She's between the circles, the left hand. Purifoy, left wing, Shield let it fly, no good. A little bit short, rebound Schmidt. Gives it to Stokes. High on the right again. Stokes rotates it around to Mog in the left front court. Stokes, for the most part, has been left open on that right wing. Reedsburg trying to intercept the passes, but she bounces inside to Hamacher, who puts it up and in with the soft touch. Stoughton regains the lead 20-19 with 16 minutes to go.
Yeah, that's my fault, Riley. I was just thinking how Reedsburg has done such a good job negating height and Stoughton, and they finally just let one wide open in the lane with Hommacher.
No worries. As Casey in the left corner will drive in all the way over to that left block, finds Meister open, three on the wing, rattles in and out, no good. Score remains 20-19 with 15:30 to go. As Mog on the left finds Stokes, cross-court pass to Schmidt in the left corner. Stoughton trying to rotate this defense all the way around. Stokes will drive and then kick nearly immediately to Tangeman in the right corner. Mog near side, high on the left. Skips it to Stokes. Thinks about working her way in. Back to Mog. This time gets near that elbow, find Tangeman in the corner for three and make it two. The referee signals quite a long two from Gretchen Tangeman, but no less it is true when Stoughton extends their lead to three, under 15 to play now. Casey in the paint, kick to Benish, pump fake, drive in, Purifoy at the top, drive, spins in the paint. Benish spins one inside, and that one's stolen away by Hommacher. She's speeding up the court, bouncing to Tangeman, and will underhand pass out to Schmidt for three, and you better believe it's good for Gracie Schmidt. Her fourth of the evening, as she now has 14 on the day, and Coach Mark Simon has seen enough. He's going to call the timeout with Stoughton leading 25-19. GRB Academy wants to be a part of your plan to reach your potential. Utilize GRB Academy's 52,000 square foot facility, 14 batting cages, and 6,000 square foot weight room. With private instruction, group training programs, travel teams, GRB Academy prides itself on providing the highest level of coaching for the baseball player in your family. Visit GRB Academy for more information. GRB Academy, baseball for the serious player. And Mertzi, it seems like Stoughton's adjustment at halftime was just get the ball to Gracie Schmidt.
I mean, it's not a bad strategy tonight, anyway. She's really feeling it. As we mentioned in early in the game, she hit the big three-pointer the other night to beat Mount Horeb by one, and she's come out on fire. And it's you can see what Stoughton does when they get open in transition. They've got some people that can move the ball. Reedsburg has been not being able to get back and defend as much as they were in the first half and turn this into a slog fest in the half court.
Pizza and wings or wings and pizza? The best deals at both. Introducing Pizza Hut's original stuffed crust and wings bundle. Get a large one-topping stuffed crust pizza and 16 boneless wings with two sauces for only $19.99. Order on the app or at pizzahut.com today. Pizza Hut, the official pizza of Prep Mania. After the game, we'll award our Pizza Hut player of the game. Gracie Schmidt is making her case as Reedsburg inbounds it. Fought for on the right side and stolen away by Ella Mog. And here come the Vikings. They lead at 25-19. Bounce pass to Hommacher on the left elbow. Double teamed. Out to Schmidt in the corner. She thought about another one. Trouched, right wing. Bounce inside, stolen away, but Casey can't complete the play. Trouched ends up with it. Tangeman saves it for the Vikings. Schmidt, pass tipped to Mog. Trouch now will drive in, triple team. Tangeman, open three in the corner, air ball, rebound Meister. Reedsburg running now, Casey up the floor, stops at the right block, and it's blocked by Tangeman, her second of the evening, as the Vikings will get the ball right back. Hommacher pass to Trouch, over to Tangeman. Back to Hommacher on the left elbow. Schmidt to Mog, over to Trouch, drive straight in on the right block, back to Tangeman, and this time the three ball from the right corner finds its home. 27-19 now. Stoughton starting to stretch its lead with just over 13 minutes to play. Casey, drive and kick to Purifoy. She'll attack the cup. Layup is too strong, no good. Rebound, Trout. She'll take it coast to coast, and a layup with the right hand is good. Stoughton with their largest lead of the game at 10 now with just under 13 to play.
And Stoughton just on fire here in the second half. Again, getting out in transition and making things happen.
Stoughton started both halves very quickly as they now have their largest lead of the game. Meister drives in the paint, layup, too strong, no good. Rebound Tangeman, here come the Vikings.
Reedsburg just cannot buy a bucket. They need something here to stop the bleeding.
Mog between the circles, bounces to Schmidt. She'll drive in with the left hand, kicks to the left elbow. Mog now stops in the paint, kick to Trouch. Tangeman in the far corner, back to Trouch on the right wing. Skips it over to Mog. Walks it with her right hand, pump fake. Trouch will drive in. She'll take it all the way. No foul as it's blocked, but goes right back to Tangeman. Hamacher on the right, back to Mog on the left. And straight back to Hamacher. Lowers the head, kicks to Schmidt in the left corner. Little bit off there for Gracie Schmidt. And rebound Casey and the Beavers. An opportunity to cut into this lead now for Reedsburg. 11:40 to go. Casey kicks to Meister. She fires up a three, just a bit too short. Rebound Hamacher. She's going to take it all the way herself on Meister and draws the foul. No shot. It will be on the floor.
I don't know if it's that mix of the lack of depth or just the way that things have gone the last few minutes, Riley, but Reedsburg's just not getting back on defense. Mm-hmm. You're seeing it. They're set up well. There's a shot from the perimeter, and you've got no one back on defense. They're going to have to pick up the intensity here and the focus a little bit if they want to crawl back into this one.
They trail by 10, 29-19, with 11.5 minutes to go here in this one. Stokes to inbound, snatched by Hamacher on the right wing. Stokes in the corner, and she will reassume her position, her perpetual position on that right wing. Finds Trouch, back to Burke in the left corner, who is now in. Stokes picks up her dribble, cross court to Trouch, thinks about a three, shimmies in, kicks out to Burke for a three. A little string music for Marley Burke as the lead swells to 13.
Stoughton just getting it done on the perimeter.
And here comes Elizabeth Stokes in the steal and the fast break, and the layup is good as the Vikings are beginning to pull away midway through this second half.
And Reedsburg still looking for its first points of the second half here. You're coming up on 7 minutes of 8 minutes of playing time.
As Casey is tripped up, trying to split two defenders and hit the deck hard.
Good to see her pop up after that one. That was a hard fall.
Mm-hmm. Joy Johnson, the culprit of the foul, as she checks in for the first time today, already on the stat sheet. As 10:38 to go, Reedsburg will inbound from the far block. Benish, the trigger woman, into Casey, a cutting Casey, and Reedsburg is off the schneid, 34-21 now with 10.5 to play. Stokes to Trouch, will run it all the way back to Stokes. Bounce back to Trouch as they go back and forth here. Stokes was looking for Burke in the corner, will instead settle for Trouch. Hamacher is double-teamed on that left elbow as Trouch picks up her dribble. Back to Stokes in the right front court, and she sails one out of bounds. Turnover, Stoughton, and Reedsburg now perchance with an opportunity to get back in this game.
Yeah, when you see those big runs in high school, it tends to snowball. Mm-hmm. And this is the last chance here for Reedsburg, potentially the last chance for Reedsburg to kind of catch its breath. You got over 10 minutes left in this game. Just calm down. You had a nice rally in the first half. Be patient and yet be opportunistic.
The sniper, Gracie Schmidt, checks back in for the Vikings. Benish to the corner. Kicks over to Meister in the far corner. Air ball. Rebound Stoughton as Stokes zips it up. A lofting pass intended for Hamacher, but it'll go off her fingertips and out of bounds. Turnover Vikings.
Brad Pickett doing a little bend over and rub the head in frustration on that one a little bit. Come on, come on. Ladies, we got a nice 13-point lead here.
As Meister will walk the ball up for the Beavers. Crossover dribble, spin in the paint, and ripped away by Joy Johnson. Vikings back on O. Johnson in the right corner. Looks inside. We'll dish it back to Stokes. Schmidt to Stokes. Pass fake to Hamacher. Pick up her dribble. Over to Schmidt, thinks about a tray, poked away for a second by Meister, Back to Stokes with looking for a cutting Johnson. Schmidt will take another three ball. Too strong, no good, but rebound Johnson. Squirts it back out to Hamacher. Far on that right side. Stokes bounces to Schmidt. All the way over to Johnson in the far corner. Stokes into Hamacher, who will jump stop. Up with the left hand, no good. She comes back to get her own rebound. Lays it up and in. Lead back to 15 for the Vikings, 8:40 to play.
Rough break for Reedsburg. That'll happen a lot when you get a player that gets bounced out of the action. You lose track of him. Hamacher getting her own rebound, putting it home.
Engel on the right wing will try and drive in and almost ripped away by Burke. Referee calls a foul, and Marley Burke is in absolute disbelief that was a foul. As the starters will check back in for the Vikings. Certainly valiant contributions from this Stoughton bench. And you can see the depth that Coach Simon talked about coming into play a little bit.
Absolutely. That was a really nice spark that Joy Johnson gave Stoughton there for a couple minutes. Nice hustle.
Casey on the right wing. 8.5 to play. Drives and kicks. Sydney Olsen now in for the Beavers.
It's her first
Benish
action
will drive
tonight,
right? And an errant pass is intercepted by Stokes. No one between her and the basket, and she lays it up and in. Too easy for Elizabeth Stokes. As now here comes Reedsburg. Sydney Olsen is swatted away by Gretchen Tangeman, her third block of the evening, as she was having none of it in her paint. She'll dish it to Schmidt. On the right wing, Stokes on the left now. Looking inside for Mong. Settle for Schmidt, a long three ball. Rattles home. And the Vikings are pouring it on here in the second half. 41-21 now. A flurry from the purple and white. Casey between the circles. Over to Engel on the left wing. Shoots it inside, and that one is almost stolen away, intended for Benish. Olsen's able to corral, puts it on the deck, kicks over to Williams in the right wing. Drive in with the left hand, stop, fade away, pop, no good, too strong, rebound. Tangeman and the Vikings, 7:05 left to go here in the second half. And Schmidt, a little heat check, no good, rebound. Elizabeth Stokes, what a save there from the Stoughton point guard. She gets it now in the left corner. Back over to Schmidt on the right wing. Inside to Tangeman. Open on the right
there
block.
It
lays it up. And it falls true for the Stoughton center. 43-21. 6:40 to go.
Talk about two different halves, Riley.
Wow. Yeah. Stoughton finding their offensive rhythm that you talked about during halftime. Certainly here in the second half, and getting a lot more active on the defensive side of the ball as Mag is harassing Sydney Olsen at the top.
It's a good verb.
As she will be called for the foul. However, some feisty defense
well,
from the Vikings.
And, you know, putting pressure like that on a freshman out in the perimeter, you're waiting to see if they're going to crack. And I'll tell you what, Sydney Olsen was having none of that. She gave it right back.
That she did, and Sydney Olsen showing her mettle so far this evening. Tough stretch here coming off the bench, swatted by Tangeman, and struggling on the outside. But she is still in the fight, that is for sure, as Reedsburg tries to fight here with probably too little time to mount a comeback, as Coach Simon will call a timeout. Your score with 6 minutes and 6 seconds left to play in this second half. Stoughton 43, Reedsburg 21. For over 50 years, Zimbrick Honda has provided the Madison area with quality Honda vehicles. Trusted staff of Zimbrick Honda's used car dealership will save you time and reduce your car buying stress by finding the vehicle that matches your style. If you're in the market for a new Honda or used Honda, visit Zimbrick Honda in Madison today or online at zimbrickhonda.com. And Mertzi, what changed with what Stoughton was doing?
You know, maybe we should go back to that coach's profile and talk about halftime speeches and adjustments. Talk about that. It's 28-2 scoring differential here in this second half. And, you know, Reedsburg was having a difficult time scoring in the first half, and the beauty that they were working was on the defensive end and just really frustrating Stoughton, not allowing a lot of open looks, clean looks, covering up on the post. And they just have had these little bit of breakdowns, and Stoughton has taken advantage.
As Reedsburg back on offense, Purifoy, nice drive. A little jelly off glass, rolls off the rim and in. Cuts the lead back to 20, 43-23. Under 6 minutes to play now. Magda Schmidt over to Stokes. Left front court, Schmidt lets another one fly. Too strong, no good. Rebound kicked around and out of bounds off of Reedsburg. Stoughton retains.
And obviously the perimeter shooting has picked up in the second half here for Stoughton. And not just for Gracie Schmidt. She's been great, but it's, you know, even Gretchen Tangeman with those long-range bombs. When you got your forwards out, posts out on the perimeter, shooting like that, it's difficult to defend.
Schmidt off on another three. Rebound Stoughton. Hamacher tries to clean it up and can't get it to go as she is called for the foul on Lorelei Williams' rebound. Addie Meister checks back in for the Beavers. Has 5.5 minutes to go. Reedsburg trails Stoughton 43-23 late. Purifoy takes it in. Hard screen from Williams. The three doesn't fall.
Like Joe Krabenhaus style.
But yeah, some aggressive screen setting. Reedsburg still scratching and clawing here late as Meister and Hamacher fighting for the pass over there. Jump ball called. And Reedsburg has possession. 5:14. To go is Emma Trouch and Marley Burke check in for the Vikings.
And Mark Simon talked to you about how Reedsburg's a developmental program. You've seen some freshmen get a lot of minutes out here. I really like what I've seen out of Lorelei Williams. Really talented player and got a lot of pizzazz.
Yeah, some spunk as here she is right now at the free throw line. Kicks it out to Meister. Air ball on the three ball. Turnover Reedsburg.
And Reedsburg just has not been able to have those game-changing three-pointers from the outside tonight, been off the mark.
As here comes Stokes. Trouch tries to split two defenders, rolls off some feet, and gobbled up by Purifoy. Coming up that left sideline, drives in to that far left block before she spins it back out to Benish. Between the circles, she drives in, kicks back to Purifoy in the left corner. Benish thinks about a three. Cross-court pass to Casey. Puts it on the deck, stolen away by Stokes. Flying up the left sideline, bounce inside to Hamacher. Blocked for a second by Benish. Wow. Gathers herself and puts it up and in, 45-23.
Stokes find that angle. That was really impressive.
A true point guard.
Yeah.
As Purifoy in the left front court for the Beavers. Screen set by Benish. Kick back out. She'll take a three. Too strong, no dice. Rebound Hamacher. Stoughton still running the floor. 4 minutes to go. Hamacher up with the left hand. No, but cleans it up and gets the bucket the second time. 47-23 now.
It's really impressive ball skills by Hamacher to take that one almost coast to coast.
Nice crossover by Purifoy. Finds Meister. Three ball in the corner. Rattles in and out. No good. Here comes Hamacher once again as this layup will not drop and rebound Reedsburg. Purifoy coming up that left sideline. Drives in, one-handed pass out to Meister in the right corner. Benish, right wing, left-handed dribble on the left elbow. Nothing doing, he'll kick it back to Meister. Working on Stokes here. Drive, spins in the paint, out to Benish. Cross-court pass, stolen away by Trouch. She's got no one between her and the cup. Purifoy flies out of nowhere and knocks her to the deck. Two shots coming up for Emma Trouch and some hustle defense to save the easy two from Hayden Purifoy.
Yeah, you're not seeing any quit out of Reedsburg here. This is just a matter of Stoughton got hot and ran away with this game. It was not an effort situation for Reedsburg tonight.
Certainly not, as Emma Trausch on to attempt her first free throw. That is up and good. Stoughton dominating so far today. If you want to dominate your health, go to Stoughton Health, as they provide trusted care close to home. They're proud to support all the area's student-athletes and wish them all the best this season. From rehab to orthocare, Stoughton Health provides comfort and convenience locally. Visit stoughtonhealth.com to learn more. As the second free throw is a bit off to the right and bounces away into the waiting arms of Engel for Reedsburg, they'll take over with 3 minutes to go, trailing by 25 to the Vikings. Williams puts it up and can't get it to drop, but will draw the foul. Two shots upcoming for Lorelei Williams. First free throw is good for Williams. Pizza and Wings, Wings and Pizza, the best deals at both. Introducing Pizza Hut's original stuffed crust and wings bundle. Get a large topping stuffed crust pizza and 16 boneless wings with two sauces for only $19.99. Order on the app or at pizzahut.com today. Pizza Hut, the official pizza of Prep Mania. As the second free throw rattles around and out and is tipped out of bounds by Stoughton. And Reedsburg will get the ball back as a line change for the Vikings. Almost. They bring in some of their reserves. Williams, low on the right, tries to put it up and in. Rebound Casey out to Purifoy. Three ball is off target. But Engel chases down the rebound. Harassed by Stokes, fighting for possession. And we have a jump ball. Possession arrow Vikings.
You're talking about one player that doesn't come off the court in that line change. That'd be Miss Stokes.
A shocker as the conductor of this Stoughton offense, but that pass is tipped away by Engel. Excellent anticipation from the Beavers. She drives in right lane line. Spits it out to Meister, who goes up strong with the left hand. Can't get the bucket, but will draw the foul with 2 minutes and 20 seconds left to play in this second half.
Right, it's been an important week for Stoughton. In terms of asserting themselves as that maybe that number two team in this conference.
Coach Pickett talked to me as Meister's first free throw is up and good, that they're trying to stay in the mix right now. They understand that Edgewood is a juggernaut, perchance maybe head and shoulders above the rest of the conference. But they're staying in that mix and certainly look to have the capabilities to stay in that mix here with their showing tonight, as the second free throw is good for Meister. Trausch, top of the arc. Kicks over to Wittish. Trausch bounces inside to Vesterdahl now, low on that right block. Inside to Burke. Scoop layup is no good, but Meister can't corral the board, and it'll go out of bounds back to the Vikings. Trausch to inbound for Stoughton. 2 minutes to go now. Burke will drive in, double team. Out to Vesterdahl. Trausch, bounce pass, errant, and intercepted by Purifoy. Looking up the court, but nothing doing. She'll just walk it up. Dribble handoff to Meister on the N in Stoughton. Minute 45 to go. Meister directing traffic. Flings it over to Engel, the left side. Left elbow now, Williams. Meister, right corner, three ball is no good. Off rim, Casey collects the rebound as it scuttles away. Minute and a half to go now. Purifoy on the left wing. Little sidearm pass as Williams will let a three ball go. No good. Rebound by Burke. And here come the Vikings. A minute 15 left to play, and Coach Pickett will call a timeout. Zimbraconda, the presenting sponsor of Prep Manias. For over 50 years, Zimbraconda has provided the Madison area with quality Honda vehicles. Trusted staff of Zimbraconda's used car dealership will save you time and reduce your car buying stress by finding the vehicle that matches your style. If you're in the market for a new Honda or used Honda, visit Zimbraconda in Madison today or online at Zimbraconda.com. Vesterdahl to inbound for the Vikings as that one is tipped away by Engel. She'll go all the way to the rack and finish 48-28. Beavers fighting to the last woman tonight.
Yeah, another freshman getting some action here tonight and putting her mark on the game.
Wittish trapped in the left front court. Bounces it over to Sawicki. She'll drive baseline. Spins around looking for something. Poked away by Williams. Back to Wittish. As Engel tries to pick her pocket. And ultimately, ball is fought for. And it'll be a jump. Lily Engel taking no plays off. The 5'8 freshman guard.
Hey, it's one of those guys who used to get in during this time of the game. You want to make sure that you get your money's worth.
Why not? 35 seconds to go. Stoughton leads it by 20, 48-28. Williams in the left wing. Oh. And that one's stolen away by Sawicki. She's looking to get on the stat sheet. Stops in the paint. Spins back around. Finds Wittish. Stolen away by Casey. Back and forth we go in the waning seconds of this one. Engel on the right block. Knocked away. No good. Here comes Sawicki one more time. 8 seconds. Let's see if Stoughton holds. Opitz thinks about the shot. Back to Sawicki. And Kylie Wittish will be the last Stoughton Viking to touch the ball in their dominant 48-28. Technically a come-from-behind win as they trailed it by two at the end of the half and went on an absolute tear in the second. Tale of two halves.
It was.
To say the least.
It was. And, you know, as I think that you should go into prognostication because I think you called this when we were talking off air before the game about Reedsburg's challenge here tonight was just to stay in this game as long as they could and sort of see what breaks for you in your favor. And it just did not come together for them at all in the second half. Stoughton came out so hot from the perimeter. Gracie Schmidt, I think she finished with 17 tonight, five threes. Just a really impressive performance.
That it was from the Stoughton Vikings all around, and certainly can't fault the Reedsburg Beavers. Just a little bit overmatched here at Stoughton High School. Throw it, nail it, celebrate. Check out the buzz at Madison Axe, your state-of-the-art entertainment spot with 8 lanes of axe throwing, interactive games, plus digital target projection and scoring. For even more fun, check out their indoor backyard, 2,000 square feet of shuffleboard, cornhole, yard games, and more. Perfect for a night out with the family or parties. Madison Axe is your destination for all things fun. Go to madisonaxe.com or head to their location on Stoughton Road today. When we return, we will name our Pizza Hut player of the game. Your final score once again, Stoughton 48, Reedsburg 28. You're listening to ZimbraConda's presentation of Prep Mania on ESPN Madison. Welcome back to ZimbraConda's presentation of Prep Mania. Stoughton Vikings winners tonight, 48-28. ZimbraConda has been a part of the Madison community since 1973. Their customer service is second to none, and you can experience it for yourself at two convenient Madison service locations on Fish Hatchery Road and Grand Canyon Drive. From simple maintenance to expert repairs, Honda certified technicians handle it all. Need new tires for a limited time at ZimbraConda? You can buy three tires and get the fourth for only $1. Shop local, shop ZimbraConda. And now it's time to get into our ZimbraConda's keys to victory.
Yeah, keys to victory tonight, Riley. You had a Stoughton team that came out in the second half with an entirely different sense of energy and urgency on the offensive end. I just think that them pushing the ball in transition was huge tonight. It really threw Reedsburg out of their ability to sit back in that zone at 1-3-1 that was causing so many problems in the first half, and threw them on their heels. A lot of easy buckets, a lot of second chance buckets. Really great call out tonight at Gracie Schmidt. Five threes, three in the second half for a game high 17 points.
Yep, turned it on in the second half. Those are your ZimbraConda's keys to victory tonight. Stoughton, big winners, 48-28 over the Reedsburg Beavers. And once again, speaking of Stoughton, be remiss if I didn't tell you about Stoughton Health as they provide trusted care close to home. They're proud to support all the area's student-athletes and wish them all the best this season. From rehab to ortho care, Stoughton Health provides comfort and convenience locally. Visit stoughtonhealth.com to learn more. As without further ado, it is time to name our Pizza Hut player of the game.
No one out-pizzas the Hut, and no one outperformed this player tonight. The player of the game is presented by Pizza Hut, the official pizza of Prep Mania. No one out-pizzas the Hut.
We've talked about her at quite a bit of length already today, but Mertzi, who is our Pizza Hut player of the game?
Yeah, I know. You know, there's some good candidates tonight. Ella Homaker had 8 points in the second, or 6 points in the second. I'm sorry, 8 points in the second half. Gretchen Tangeman, 6 points in the second half. Really gave some spark. But it went with Gracie Schmidt. Gracie Schmidt was not afraid to put that ball up in, toward the hoop up from three in the second half, put three of her five in. Really impressive showing, and it opened this game up in a hurry.
That it did. Congratulations to Gracie Schmidt, your Pizza Hut player of the game. Pizza and wings or wings and pizza? The best deals have both. Introducing Pizza Hut's original stuffed crust and wings bundle. Get a large one-topping stuffed crust pizza and 16 boneless wings with two sauces for only $19.99. Order on the app or at pizzahut.com today. Pizza Hut, the official pizza of Prep Mania. No one out pizzas the Hut. As Mertzi, unfortunately, Tangeman did not quite hit my line. Set it at, I believe, 5.5, a little too high, but she did end the night with three. So while my prognostication was correct about the game in general, once you get into the minutia, it's not quite there anymore.
I mean, it's okay to be aggressive and set some big goals every once in a while, though. She did exert herself on that end of the floor. We'll give you that. Yeah. Thematically, you were correct.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Mertz. As, do you have any closing thoughts as we wrap up this 48-28 victory for Stoughton over Reedsburg, as Stoughton moves to 7-4 on the season, 5-1 in conference, trailing only undefeated Madison Edgewood. Reedsburg will fall to 7-6 and an even 500-3-3 in conference play.
Yeah, absolutely. This is a big game for Stoughton, a big week for Stoughton. You've got Portage coming in here as part of this three-game home set to try to establish yourself. It's like, man, once the calendar turns toward January, you start thinking about that home stretch and what you want to do to make a dent in the postseason. And I know that Brad Pickett's talked about trying to hit that 15-win mark. Mm-hmm. You pick up one on Friday night, you're more than halfway there, and you're feeling really good about some momentum you've generated. So great way for them to close out tonight, 33-9 scoring differential in that second half.
Oof, that is maybe the most extreme scoring differential I have seen in a game that I have been a part of for basketball in general.
Yeah.
But very impressive showing in the second half from the Stoughton Vikings. And Reedsburg, still a chance to rebound on Thursday against Sparta, as they will be back home for that one, chance to kind of shake off the cobwebs and get some momentum back in a non-conference game before you got to take on some more difficult opponents coming up in the Badger Small.
Yeah, and I was really impressed with a lot of the individual skill sets from that Reedsburg team. Mm-hmm. You know, and Addie Meister, that looks really comfortable out there and poised as a senior. A Lorelei Williams, a freshman that's got some skill and some feistiness to her for a post player. And Hayden Purifoy bringing some energy too and some really good ball handling. There's a lot of components there, and it's a matter of how much they can put that together over a course of a 40-minute or 36-minute game when you don't have a lot of bench strength.
Mm-hmm. And it felt like in the second half, if just a few more of those shots fell, because they had some solid looks.
They did.
That would have changed the complexion of the game, but alas, coulda, shoulda, woulda. Game ends 48-28.
Yeah, you know, it's a tough one to swallow. And one of those years when you are building essentially for the future at Reedsburg and trying to develop some of these younger players and try to get back to that position that you've been the last few years. It's a tough adjustment, a readjustment for people, and you hope that you just have a little bit of patience, because I liked the discipline that they have on the defensive end. You can tell they're well coached. It's a matter of getting some more experience and, you know, kind of waiting for maybe some classes to stack on each other too.
Yep, and this greatest rebuild in Coach Simon's career and these losses are just a part of that rebuilding process. As our presenting sponsor of Zimbraconda's presentation of Prep Mania is, of course, Zimbraconda, as they have been a proud part of the Madison community since 1973. They're your one-stop shop for over 250 new Hondas to choose from. Whether you are looking for a sedan, SUV, or truck, their selection of new vehicles is second to none and has exactly what you're looking for. Stop in today at their location on Fish Hatchery Road. Check out the all-new 2024 Honda Prologue, Honda's first all-electric SUV, or browse their car selection online at Zimbraconda.com. That's Zimbraconda.com. Shop local, shop Zimbraconda. And quick, going back to Pizza Hut, I'd be remiss. We almost forgot to tell people where the closest Pizza Hut location was. Mertzi, where can these fine folks in Stoughton go get their Pizza Hut.
That would be right. Pull out your phone and dial in 1400 US 51 in Stoughton, Wisconsin.
Thank you very much, Mertzi, and that will do it for us here from Stoughton High School. Massive shout out to our producers, audio producer Hunter Vaughn, helping us get on air and sound good and keep me on track with these live reads and whatnot, and Pablo Iglesias for getting us on the YouTube stream and making us sound good on there. Huge shout out to them. We wouldn't be here without them. Thank you to Adam Mertz for stepping in for the Dean, Dennis Semrau, today. Fantastic work, as always. For everyone here, my name is Riley Yauch. This has been Zimmerich Honda's presentation of Prep Mania on ESPN Madison.